Okay. So I always got to make sure the microphone's on. Because ever since I bought that fucking microphone, it fucked up my computer. And I always got to go into the settings now and select built-in microphone to make these videos. So anyway, this video I wanted to make about the delusion that most men are brought up thinking and raised on by media and shit like that. That women are these loving creatures. They're these truly caring, and they're truly caring, and they're truly loving. That is the biggest load of bullshit on the planet, okay? Now, to their own children, they can be like that. But to you, no, never to you, to a grown man, unless she thinks it'll put her in better graces to get more out of you at a later date and time, she'll do it in that method. But to be genuinely loving, caring to man, that's fucking her? No, the only times they can really do that is if they're just like, you know, they're just a sick puppy for an alpha male. That's about the only time. And the alpha male's checking all the boxes. His social status is great. You know, his physical appearance is great in relation to what she thinks other women want. And he has, you know, money. Pretty much if this man is checking all the boxes of what a woman thinks other women want all in one, then she could probably be like, you know, loving to him. But at that point, that man can usually sniff it out in her and sense that it's complete bullshit because it's not really for him. It's for her view of him to other women. You see, like guys who fuck these types of women definitely know this 1,000% from the beginning. And a lot of times these guys just prefer just be single for a large part of their lives. Like I think George Clooney, he was like single for most of his life, and he finally married that one woman. She's like an attorney or something. But a lot of things in woman's nature, you can really see trends over just seriously look back in the course of history. Like I would say, don't even look back just in the last 20 years. Look back to like 1000 BC. Right? Like, and just study how civilizations and cultures move and women's actions in these cultures. You see, situations like this is what women hate to acknowledge, like logic. Women hate logic. They hate this shit. So I guarantee you, like, if this is like the one video that fucks around and goes viral, like women will fucking despise me for this shit because I'm stating like clear logic that they cannot deny. Right. There has never been a time in human history where women collectively genuinely were decent human beings to men, to the average man. Never in the course of history. See, the trick is that before men fully develop, they hold their mother as the top woman, and then they want to kind of get that same motherly love from sex partner woman to marry. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times, I think that ended up being the reality of what got drilled into men's heads of what they should, you know, of what a woman is. And a woman is not this, okay? Let's just go back to, like, let's say caveman days. How many times do you think bitches was going out there killing mountain lions and bears and shit and bringing home the fucking meat to give to their kids and give to their husband? They never did this shit. That was never part of woman's history. Woman's history has and always will be their job to sit up and wait for you, the man, to go out there, build a country, build a house, build a car, build finances. Her incentive in life, and nowadays they're taught this from princess movies and all this other bullshit. They're taught to sit around, and no matter what they're doing in life, sit around and wait for a man that's better than you to come and just give you free shit. You see what I'm saying? Or you go out there, or the woman goes out there and tries to hop on to that man after he's already done something and hold on for dear life to him for survival in life. That has always been their history. It's always their history. So it's not being like misogynist, chauvinist, and blah, blah, blah. See, women, dumb bitches like to use words like that because they ran out of excuses to fight an argument. That's usually when dumb bitches and feminine men usually start calling guys like me like misogynists and all this shit like that because they've clearly run out of logic to actually use in an argument. You see what I'm saying? Like when they start just using one word name calling type of shit, or incels another one. Incels another one. They've run out of logic, so they have to say something against you because you're starting to make too much sense. You see what I'm saying? Look if anything I've ever said is misogynistic or anything like that, look through time, right? Look through time and watch women's logic, and you'll see quickly it'll go from being labeled as misogynist to, oh, well, he's just stating women nature throughout history. It's like saying it would be the same thing as like saying, like, okay, listen, it would be the same thing like saying in the last 20 years, right? Trying to say that if you talk down about a dog that can make you a cup of tea, then you're a fucking piece of shit. Right? Look through the history of dogs never made cups of tea. You might have trained these last ones in the last 10 years how to train cups of tea, how to make cups of teas, and half of them don't really like doing it for real. They just doing it because they feel like they got to do it because the other dogs are doing it. But dogs don't make tea. Just like with bitches. Bitches don't go out and create countries. They don't create civilizations. They don't create laws. They don't create morals. They don't build anything. They don't know how to make anything last. Every woman's true weakness, the reason why women are wanted and men are needed, is because women will fuck everything up in time. They will do it. It doesn't matter. It's not if they'll fuck it up. It's when they'll fuck it up. And you want to know why men are needed? Is because when they fuck it up, it's in a woman's biological nature to go, I fucked up. Dan will come fix it. Yeah, get Dan. Dan will come fix it. It's their biological nature to do it. You see what I'm saying? So like when I talk like this, I'm like I said, dumb bitches and feminine men, they'll look at me and they'll call, I'm sure they, like if they stumble across this video, they'll call me every name they can think of that bitches would say in the book, because the logic is going to start making too much sense. Either they're going to call me names or I'm bald or I'm black or whatever the fuck they can come up with to steer away from the actual core of the argument, like women do, like women and bitch made men, it's what they do. They always steer away from the core of the argument. Like I remember arguing with my ex-wife, man, to get her to stay on task because I'm getting ready to dissect her and make her look like a fucking idiot back in my more beta-ish days. Like once they start veering off from the actual argument, that's when you know you've won. They're just trying to, you know, save some face in it. Is that the saying, save some face? They're trying to save some confidence in the whole thing. But they realize, yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. I need to just leave. the delusion that women are not lovable. They're not likable. And like I said, from Patrice Only, I got that from him a while back. Well, I didn't get it from him. I was listening to when he did these radio shows like a year or two ago. I was listening to it, and he's completely right. He was completely right because he died. He had a heart attack. Women are not likable creatures. They're not lovable or likable. Many of them. I say out of every 10, I'd say at least 7 of them, at minimum, like on a good day, they're not likable. They're not lovable. You see, this is why when you meet women, they usually have to care about what you want and do what you see. That's manipulation too. Why women, they have to like pretend to care about people and be loving. You see, because I'm gonna tell you the reason why women do this. The reason why they have to pretend to be loving and hi, will you leave your house? The reason why they do this is because very few women are genuinely happy with themselves, right? For multiple reasons, and that's probably a topic for another video, but very few women are genuinely happy with themselves. Most women hate themselves. They wake up every day in complete misery. This is why by the time they're 30 and 40, they're taking 45 different medications and seeing 4 or 5 different psychologists, therapists, and counselors, because they've always hated themselves. But see, they can, okay, as long as they can act like they're loving and blah, 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 it veers you, the man, off of the trail that they're actually horrible creatures in reality. You know, like so you're not seeing the, I'm gonna say horrible, but they're okay. It's veering you off the path that they're just not likable at all. outside of being a woman and having tits and vagina and long hair, they're not likable. You see what I'm saying? So, and this is why women do it, because if they can veer off and then kind of push on you to have to respond to their kindness, then it gets you off the scent of them being just completely unlikable as a human. That's why they do it. Like, everything they do is manipulation for survival. Very few women act genuinely in the world and then still succeed and not die of starvation or commit suicide because she wasn't accepted in her pack. Very few women genuinely go out there and act genuinely also. Because if woman was to go out there and act completely genuinely, women would be dead. Women around the world would be dead within 30 years, because there would be no man, even the betas would see that and be like, "Woo, that's an animal," and stay the fuck away from that shit. See, like, if they were to genuinely just exist and be themselves and say what they wanted to really say and do what they really wanted to do, they would be dead. I would say 50 years on a worldwide scale, 50 years. I give it 50 years before. And not because men would just kill them, but because no one would give them anything. Nobody would ever want them around. So they would pretty much be shunned from society. And then after that, women don't know how to survive on their own. So they're gonna die of starvation, die of all types of shit. Because they're not lovable or likable. See, them having to be nice and say, "Hi, maybe you like to go to..." See, all that shit is to throw you off the scent that they're not likable or lovable at all. You see what I'm saying? That's what that is. That's the reality of it. They are not likable. They're not lovable. Like I said, look back in the history of time. Look back in time. Has there ever been a period where only judging a woman based off her true actions, I'm talking like on an overall average, not talking like women like Harriet Tubman and bitches like that who like legitimately did like some shit. Those are like the one in, 10,000. But like on an overwhelming average, seriously, and go through history and do the math on this shit. On an overwhelming average, how many women genuinely did some shit that was better, that had a sense of independence about it and put people in a better situation? I can think of Harriet Tubman. I'm trying to think of another one. I'm sure there was others, but like when you do the math, like it's not in their nature to do it, especially if they're comfortable. If she's already comfortable, she ain't donating shit to nobody. She ain't helping out no poor kids. If she's comfortable, you might as well forget it. She is. There's no decency coming out of that shit. Like the only time it comes out is when she's fucked up. You know, like I said in other videos, the only time a woman acts like she has sense is when she's fucked up. You know, you never hear of queens going out there and have this. Well, look at Meghan Markle, right? Meghan Markle. She's fucking up everything. Like I said, every now and then you do stumble upon like one or two, like George Clooney's bitch, Amal, something like that. Amal Clooney. I've read into her. She seen at least if she could even bullshit that was a good bullshit based off her biography I read. She did some legit shit. So I don't have a problem with her. Even if she bullshitted it, it took a different level of bitch to bullshit that story. It could be bullshit, but even if it was, it's impressive that she would even go to that length to even do that to me. So I can respect her either way. But most bitches, man, there is nothing in them that is likable or lovable. It's pushed on you by media and then also from your mother and that whole thing of like, that's my mommy type thing. And it's all in men's heads. A lot of these issues are really in men's heads. This drive to I was on Reddit. I don't even have an account on Reddit. I just got some kind of way I got on Reddit, and I don't even understand how Reddit really works. But there's this subreddit called was it Dating Over 30? And man, that shit is just pathetic. I had no idea guys were like, men and women, they're getting ready to have brain aneurysms over trying to get with somebody. Like, that shit is unbelievable. And like I said, the reality of it is, see, men want women. women need men. See, and I should make this another video, but I'm going to slide this in right now. See, marriage and long-term relationships, that was never made for you, a man. That was made for a woman. And the reason it was made for a woman is because women run out of time, okay? They run out of time to offer anything. They had their youth and beauty to offer at first, but then when that's gone, like over 30, when that's gone, oh, it's hell trying to get a man for them for multiple reasons. See, marriage and long-term relationships, that was never made for you. That was never developed for you. That was developed for them because they ran out of time. They get old. They get fat. They get kids. They got to trap a man. You see what I'm saying? Because if they don't trap a man, there's no reason for them to stay. So they got to manipulate something in the system to keep a man around them. At least something. Now, in the richer countries like America, the state, the government will kick in and, you know, toss them a few bucks and they'll, you know, replace man in that sense. But for the most part, like women need men because they run out of time. See, we, for what men are wanting in the world, we don't run out of time. As long as we can have some money sitting somewhere and or offer some other form of protection, like that's all we need. We can go out there and like perfect example, was it Larry Flint? Who's that motherfucker that married the Anna Nicole Smith? He was an old motherfucker in a wheelchair. And she'll still marry. She'll suck it. She's sucking fucking him and everything. You see, now on the flip side, ain't no young dudes trying to marry no old bitch. You see what I'm saying? It they don't work like that. But the other way around, see, you can always go out there. Because like at the end of the day, I'm gonna end it off with this, man. At the end of the day, woman can always be bought because it's her biological nature in order to be so. You see, for what she's going after. She woman's biology, like she they can't help it. Like I said, don't be mad at them. You have to just accept what it is. They can always be bought. You see what I'm saying? Men's dicks don't get hard at being protected. You see what I'm saying? Men's dicks get hard for youth and beauty. You see what I'm saying? Now, vagina gets wet for being protected. Vagina can get wet for being protected. Vagina can get wet for money. Vagina can get wet for owning a car, house, blah, blah, blah. But dicks don't get hard for women owning a house and a car. It just don't work like that. It don't work like that. Yeah, that's it, man. I'm out of here.